A boy who struggles to read English primary school storybooks, yet has no trouble with university physics textbooks in Japanese, is challenging current thinking on difficulty with reading. The 17-year-old boy, known as A.S., is the first person shown to have difficulty in one language, but not in another. This could have profound consequences for concepts of reading. It is believed that if there is a specific brain area for reading, and it is damaged, in theory, all his languages should be affected. The case is also posing problems for researchers, who argue that difficulty with reading is a visual processing disorder. A.S. has two English-speaking parents, but lives in Japan. At the age of 6, he began attending a Japanese primary school, but it soon became clear that he was lagging behind his Japanese counterparts in English. When A.S. was 13, tests confirmed that the problem was a difficulty with reading. The causes are poorly understood, but have been linked to damage in part of the brain's left hemisphere. This makes the reader have difficulty in processing the written symbols of language, such as letters. So, some researchers suggest that the problem lies in wrong visual processing. However, A.S.'s case is not in agreement with conventional theories. If he has problems with visual processing, it should show up even more in Japanese, since Japanese has two written forms. Some experts believe that the problem lies in the brain's ability to handle the English language's complex language system. Other researchers believe that social identity, cultural, and motivational factors can be crucial.